the day after, and still lots of unanswered questions around the release of the Mueller report. One thing is more certain than ever, though. Russia most definitely interfered in the 2016 U.S. election and successfully spread mis- and disinformation among Americans. With the 2020 vote practically around the corner, the big question is, what are U.S. election officials doing to prepare for more cyber interference? Jake Braun is a director of the University of Chicago Cyber Policy Initiative. He was previously the White House liaison to the Department of Homeland Security under President Obama. We've been talking about Russian interference in U.S. elections even before 2016, Jake. I mean, lots of research, reporting, indictments. In the Mueller report, though, did you see any new details about this that you had not heard before? Anything that came as a surprise?
Yeah, what was really interesting to me was them explicitly saying that Russians had attacked the websites of election officials around the country. It seems that they used a SQL injection, which is a type of cyber attack, and then used these attacks against the election official websites to get into their voter registration databases, their networks, et cetera. It's something that we at both the Cyber Policy Initiative at the University of Chicago, as well as at DEF CON, the world's largest hacker conference, we've been talking about this website issue for a long time. And to see it called out in the Mueller report and confirm that it actually has happened, I thought was interesting.
I mean, we had heard about attempts to hack into election commissions after the 2016 elections. How significant is this new information that you saw about SQL injection attacks?
You know, I think it's pretty significant, especially because last year at DEF CON, we were kind of trying to raise the alarm bells on this. It was something we've been really concerned about. And we had many election officials who were just very unhappy with the fact that we were kind of making our point by having kids hack websites that were essentially mock-ups. They weren't the real websites, of course, because that would be illegal, but mock-ups of Secretary of State websites and then changing the election results on the websites. And many of the election officials were saying, oh, well, this isn't fair. Our websites are more secure than this and so on and so forth. And then it turns out, well, no, actually, the Russians were using the exact same attack we were using.
Wow.
And successfully got into, I mean, it doesn't state how many, but a number that we know have been breached in the past. I mean, it's dozens. And to my knowledge, the only reason that we know about those dozens is because they had sensors on their networks that told us they were hacked, whereas in many other places, they didn't even have the sensors.
What questions do you still have that the report does not answer?
Putting aside all the stuff about whether anybody on the Trump campaign was actively working with the Russians, there's two things that I've kind of come to believe through several years of really getting into the guts of our election systems. Number one is our current election system is essentially unsecurable. Getting into a clerk's network is incredibly easy. Once you're in, getting into the voter registration databases and other back-end parts of the system is incredibly easy. And then we've also found that there are multiple ways to get in remotely to voting machines themselves.
So what would you like to see happen before the 2020 election? Like one thing that absolutely has to happen to guarantee a minimum of security?
Only about 5% of the $383 million that was allocated for them has been spent to upgrade their equipment. So, I mean, in my mind, that's negligence, that the rest of that money needs to get spent to buy cyber defensive equipment, to hire internal expertise on their staff, to upgrade their machines to newer and more secure machines. That needs to happen for sure. Secondly, it'd be great to see Homeland Security complete more of these cyber assessments they're doing for local governments. Those are invaluable. And then finally, President needs to stand up and say very publicly to the Russians and anybody else who would attack us that there will be severe and dire consequences if they mess with our elections or our democratic institutions.
Jake Braun, the former White House liaison to the Department of Homeland Security. Thanks very much.
Thank you.